Sirius XM 95, The Quarantine Tapes. I'm Dan Soder, and that guardian of hilarity. I don't know. I tried to do a big intro for you. It just doesn't work. He's just my muscle man. You're just my funny muscle man. Big J. Okerson. He's got prison arms now. He's scaring everyone.
Slimfast is taking me down. I'm shriveling up.
Nah, man. You're going to have fucking muscle. You're going to be cut up. You're going to be just shredded.
Slimfast. I'm going to have to do a Peter DeLuise. Like, hey, I'm Jay. I'm a fat tub of turds. I wish something would happen in my life. And then I got to come out just fucking me superimposing a jacked body and be like, hey,
DV,
I'm you 2 weeks from now.
What's up? I'm you in August. Second week of August. Suck my nuts. I'm
waiting for a looking. Slimfast is a motherfucker. I don't know what's in it, man. Speed. Yeah.
I don't know, some sort of, I heard it was rat meth and chocolate powder. We're joined by most of our crew. It's Christine Marie Evans, Jacob Patat, and of course DJ Lewitsky, our Black King Lewis Johnson. He's
coming on
to sit out. He heard some leaked audio of Jacob's views on Louis Farrakhan, and Black Lou didn't want to be on the show today.
He did not like them.
Fuck off, Lou.
He did not like them at all. I went to the dermatologist very early this morning because I had a little lump on my torso, and girlfriends love to pop things on boyfriends. So Katie was like, "Oh, what's that?" and popped it, and it shot a rope of like onto the couch. It was like, and I was like, "Ah!" And then she like pushed a bunch of pus out, and then it got big again. I popped it again. That's when I showed you guys.
Have you fucked since then?
No.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, no.
That's gonna be about a week recovery, buddy.
Yeah, we gotta forget. when I'm busting torso loads on the couch in front of her.
Yeah, you're gonna have to walk around with like a halfie for a while and really like let her see some dangle.
Oh, I'm gonna have to do some fucking again. I'm gonna have to do some black hole sun push ups in front of her and a fucking tiger thong oiled up just to get her going. Yeah, dude. I popped, and I also made Randy West noises as she popped it. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Oh, squeeze it out.
Get it all out.
Squeeze it out. We gotta find the Jenna Jameson. That's the famous Randy West Jenna Jameson.
Her first summer. Yeah.
When she goes, remember he comes in her, and then he's like, push it out. And
I would know exactly what you're talking about.
And you hear it go, and it's like bubbles. like jizz bubbles coming out of her chaunch.
Yeah, dude, I was cream pied by my cyst, and
then you blew it out.
It got in. I showed it to you guys on Saturday when we were headed out to the Stress Factory, but it was like tender. It was like a big lump.
Yeah,
and then
I get stuff like that a couple times a year for sure. Things like that. I probably have like yeah for sure.
I didn't realize I was covered in cysts because I had a lump in my armpit when we did. Which scared me. That scared the fuck out of me. Like, lump in the armpit. That's what you always wish on people you want to die. You're like, I hope you find a lump in your armpit. I
hope you get an armpit lump.
Yeah, and then I found one, and I was like, I told Christine in, like, a very serious voice. I was like, I got to have a doctor's appointment, then I'll come over and do the bonfire. And she's like, what's your doctor's appointment? I was like, I have a lump in my armpit. Don't tell Jason yet. I want to say it to his face. I want to take a walk with him about and talk about the craft, and then also tell him about my armpit lump.
When I had the dots on my body real bad, and I went to the doctor by like the third doctor or something, they were like, "All right, so we think it's this. It's like mast cells or whatever you're saying. It's mast cells. It's you know, explain why that happens. Nothing really you can really do about it except like treat it and hope it kind of subsides.
Yeah.
But you know." They'll probably always be around, or maybe they'll go away totally. It's just like no rhyme or reason to them. And he's like, he goes, just like for whatever sake, he's like, we have to do a bone marrow biopsy. He's like, but it's just because we have to, like, you just got to like check it in the rare occurrence that it can be like derivative of leukemia, but like, you don't seem
to. I remember that. I remember you coming to the bonfire after that happened.
He's like, you don't seem to be sick. So it's like, but we just do it as like a test thing. And I came home and conducted the rest of my day as if I was told I have leukemia. I started putting my house in order. I went into the bedroom and went face down on the bed, like just sad, and slept for like 3 hours.
Dude, it's so funny.
Start putting my house in order.
You make a My Life video for Isabella.
Here's the hand.
Yeah, and you go, all right, you walk into the room, you look at the tallest person, you take them out. These are prison rules, Isabella. We're going to get you.
When I had my neck surgery, I mean, it's a major, major operation.
Yeah, they're fucking with your spine.
Yeah, and I was afraid I wasn't going to, you know, wake up from it. So I had to sign a life will, a living will. And so I actually had to go through my apartment, like my knives I give to my nephews.
Oh, dude.
My vinyl I give.
Did you have a clipboard that you were writing everything on? And you go, all right, the Titanic stuff that goes to my sweet mother.
Megalodon shark teeth go to my youngest nephew. Like stuff like that. I have nothing to give him, but
bury me with my Nazi book.
Yeah. I want to go into the ground with my scripture. You leaving a shark's tooth to your nephew is the most Florida thing possible.
Yeah. What else you leave him? A Ferrari poster?
Yeah. You know, also I got a half a sixer of Miller Lite that's warm. If you want it.
I got a half rack MGD in the fridge.
Yeah, you go. It's been out in the garage though, so it must be skunk. I don't know if you
want it. It's pretty skunked out, but you and your friends catch a nice buzz off it.
You guys want to go drink it at the reservoir. It's the most Florida will.
It's so sad.
A Florida will?
God, I have nothing to get them.
Yeah. Got a pair of sunglasses Bosworth threw at me in 1981 at a Seahawks Dolphins game.
I got an autographed Don Shula steak plate.
Yeah, yeah, you go. You got my Rip number 3 poster. I think you could probably put that up.
Shit.
Also, they wouldn't like a lot of the stuff I left them.
I got you a coffee can of Chock Full of Nuts filled with cigarette butts. I don't know if you want to.
I got you a weird wooden, a weird bamboo scroll with a picture of a tiger coming at you towards it.
Yeah, the only thing about a Florida will would be the weaponry that you would inherit, whether it be knives, shark tooth. Don't die on us, Jacob. Don't die. Not now. Not on the screen.
Well, it's all right. You already did his will.
Yeah.
What did you leave me? Jacob, tell us right now of your possessions one thing you would leave me, Dan, Christine.
Yeah, go through your will right now. And Black Lou.
I would definitely leave you each one of my knives.
Yes.
That I made. Because I figured you would really like that.
I would like it. That's very God of
nephews.
God of War. You hear that, Tiny Batats? Come get some. Knife fight. You want it? Win it.
You want this knife? Win it.
Tie wrists. I'll beat it. I'll beat it. Knife fight with you.
Yeah. I'll Thailand deathmatch your nephews for a knife.
How about tag team match? Loser has to deal with the funeral arrangements for Jacob.
Loser has to cremate Jacob.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Loser has to incur the cost of the funeral, and I'll have you know he wants a mausoleum match.
Yeah. Funeral is, you have to call his mom. Man, those Terry Funk matches. I don't know if it's because I'm wearing a Harley Race t-shirt, but... Getting it going.
The fucking what's the goes? He also wants an eternal flame. The gas bills alone are gonna set you back at least a house a year.
It's a mortgage payment a month to keep that dumb thing flickering.
Jacob wants an eternal flame.
Dude, that would be awesome. What an inconvenient thing to ask for your family. I think we should all ask our families for eternal flames.
I wanna be buried in one of those rickety old, like where it like the the tombstones are like the thickness of a trapper keeper.
Yeah.
Like I want to be one of those shitty ones, but I want to have like an obnoxious fucking, like I want my whole thing to be obnoxious, like columns.
That's pretty badass.
Like a canopy over my thing. An eternal flame for sure. Now that I've said it, maybe some gargoyles.
give me the Crom treatment, dude. Straight from Conan. I just want to be a dusty skeleton sitting in a throne with my hand over a giant broadsword. That someone could take out from under it, and my bones collapse.
Christine says she's gonna bury me, or she's gonna be cremated, where they put your ashes into like tree seeds.
Oh,
grow a tree for you. But here's the thing: if our household foliage is any indication, I will be dead again in less than a year.
I take my kids to your tree, and I go, "Oh, son of a bitch, this thing's infected."
You just gotta grab it. Goes, I think the flooding salted the ground. This thing's fucking just
this is
down.
Hey, Papa, why was your friend so brittle? I go, shut up. He wasn't brittle. He was a strong oak of a man.
Yo, you want to go visit Jay Stump?
We got to go talk to his girlfriend, Christine. Drive out, me and my kids. Dude, my mom donated, she signed her body away to the University of Colorado Medical School. So Trish is just going to be a cadaver. And there's something that's very unsettling about that with me. That my sweet mom who hugged me when I was sick is just going to be a body jolting around on a slab of metal. And someone's like, I got her liver out. This one drank. This thing's like a grapefruit.
That bothers me so much more than one of the students like lifting up the sheet and showing my mom's puss and looking at his partner and going, hey, dude.
Yeah. Hey, you want, check out this lion's mouth. You go, look at that thing. That thing is, things folded over.
He goes, hey, man, you think this is a stab wound that killed her?
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, dude. Yeah. They didn't get the axe murderer who did this. No, I'm just joking. She died of natural causes.
I bet she did have a heart attack carrying around those fucking honkers, dude. Look at this. Yeah. She died this hard.
To check out those bags of powdered milk on her fucking body.
He goes, I'll tell you what, rigor mortis sit in, but these things still got bounce.
Dude, I'm always afraid that when at the morgue, they're going to be like, hey, guys, I called bingo on the white trash tattoos on this lady. We got three, one on the ear, one on the hip, and an ankle. This lady was pretty garbage. Yeah.
Look at those thick sucking lips. Just something in your mind. What?
or just a weirdo doing the thing where he puts his thumb on my mom's bottom mouth and just goes, hey, happy to be here. My son's a real fag.
Or you got to hope they really don't just do just all of the awful shit. Like she is actually there medically for like a vaginal rejuvenation surgery practice. So a whole school walking around between your mom's legs, just working on her sniz.
Or you don't realize that she got donated to the cosmetics and elective surgery branch, and they just put bigger tits in. They give her the ones that are like...
Your mom just looks like a fucking Kardashian.
Yeah, like, put it...
She goes, Dan, you're going to like this. We removed four ribs.
This dead Irish lady's got an ass.
Yeah, we took some fat out of here and we put it in her ass because we thought we bumped them lips up a couple notches and we just thought we lifted the tits a little bit.
We turned your mother into a fuckable Frankenstein.
You go see your mom. She's all duck lipped. She's duck lipped big titties.
My mom already has 200,000 followers on Instagram. It's my mom's corpse. It's like, dude. Also, her DMs are, I think she broke Instagram.
Yeah, he goes, hey, Dan, I hope you don't mind. I just slid into your mom's DMs. She's not returning them.
Dude, is your mom Trish the Gilf? I go, shut up, dude. Shut up.
That'd be so funny. Her cadaver just gets made into a hot Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude.
Spray tan. You don't even recognize her.
Yeah, mom? Do you know your mom's in an entanglement with Pitbull?
You go, you put your head down next to her, and you're holding her hand. She's got crazy nails with like beach scenes painted on them. Mom, I miss you every day.
There's a moon over an island on her fucking on her pinky.
Mom, every day I miss you.
Oh, my sweet mom, who always told me to try my best.
Oh, Christine, did you bring up a set? I went down to see how. I can't wait for your sister to come back so you can get this done. I want a whole set. What's great about the cyst removal on Dr. Pimple Popper, Dan, is that they remove the sac that it's in.
So what happened is we busted our sac on the couch, then I have to wait for it to reform. So I'm on antibiotics, and then I have to wait for it to reform until they won't cut it out. But I'm having a little cyst threesome when it does happen, because he's going after the one under my armpit and the one on me.
Hell yeah. But this
and dude, but Jay was cracking relieved. Me up before the you were cracking me up before the show. You're like, why are you all full of cysts? I don't know. Now I'm nervous about it. I'm like,
I'm covered in cysts. Although I don't know, dude. I never had styes in my life, and now I feel like I'm fighting one every other month.
When I worked at Bed Bath and Beyond, because you're around so much dust and I was doing the stocking, and I was like putting the comforters on the top of the thing or whatever, I got chronic cysts for 3 months.
Styes,
where they would just jump from eyelid to eyelid. And I was also doing open mics. So I was just on stage as an open mic, not knowing how to handle myself. And I just had this big sty. I'm just like, hey, guys, what's up with the homeless?
I don't even think I heard of sty. I've heard of them, but I didn't know what they were until I started having friends. Like Lewis started getting them chronic. Lewis had one this last weekend. Vecchione was having. Remember Vecchione? He got surgery.
Vecchione got surgery. Yeah, when I lived with him.
Yeah.
I thought I gave him the virus.
No, but I mean, like, and I never had them in my life. And then a doctor told me one time, I was like, my eye's like sore and it's all swollen. She goes, it's a sty. And that's it. Is this a cyst removal?
This is a cyst removal.
Is this one from a chest, though, Christine?
Well, mine's a torso. Oh, I don't care. Just show it.
Top.
Is this torso? It's top?
It's okay. The whole thing.
All right. All right. This is too long, though, this one.
Is that a cyst?
Quicker. Yeah.
The cysts are like... always a little long.
Aye, vey.
Oh, gaboosh.
Gobble a ghoul. Is that what...
These aren't always this long. This isn't a great one.
Dude, hold on. This is crazy. Is that what's in me?
They're showing you different ones. This is more what's going to happen to you, buddy.
Yowzers. Dude, he kept doing that. That exact push when he was like pushing on me, getting blood out. Oy vey.
Oh, there's the whole sack. Let me tell you what's so awesome and relieving looking about that, Dan, is that, like, don't you just love the idea, though, that technically, with the exception of the sack removal, right, which seems to should have... Oh,
it looks like a nugget.
That should be done. It should be done at a hospital, I guess, the sack removal, if you can't get it out. But I'll tell you, it does just let you know, though, it really is just squeezing shit out always. Yeah.
Well,
it's medical or it's not medical.
Well, what it is I'm seeing what's happened is they did an incision long enough for the sack to get out. We popped it through a tiny hole. So if, like, Katie would have given me Old West surgery and cut me open. Oh, God damn, dude. It looks like tiny scrimps. It looks like little shrimps.
Don't worry, Dan. Teenagers get this also. This pizza face just thought it was part of his other pimples.
Hey, mister, is there a reason why I have a second chin?
He goes, hey, one of my pimples is getting all wacky, mister.
Hey, mister, I think I got an unruly pimple. Can you work my face?
By the way, this teenager's got a whole bunch of problems.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Just look at the hair. The hair looks all fucked up.
He's got that wispy blonde hair.
And he goes, finally, I'm getting rid of that one cyst. Like, buddy, this is just the beginning of what you got to figure out.
Yeah, dude. That's the foothills to your mountains, bud.
And you got to get a little stitch, maybe?
Yeah, he told me I was going to have to get stitched up.
Yeah, because they're going to
blast. Ah, dude.
They're going to blast this bitch. Oh, I'm so
it's fun doing that. Oh,
I'm so happy for you. I was trying to find the ones where they have to take
your E40 every cyst.
They get the sack out afterwards. Like, they get all the stuff out and then they have to.
I don't know. He said if he would have done it today, it would have been all soupy because we busted the bag. So we got to wait for the bag to reheal.
Yeah, it's not fun for him unless he gets to pull out a gobstopper, dude.
But dude, you could tell that when he pinched my fucking armpit one, he was like, "That's good eating." He was like, "That's a fatty." He's like, "That's a fatty."
DJ Lou, it would strike me that you at some point in your life had a lot of boils and cysts.
what a thing to say about someone.
In between my in my thighs. Yeah. A couple times a year, I get something that just, I don't know if it's ingrown hair or what, but it just fucking fires up. I have the polynoidal cyst that's on my tailbone.
Oh.
That Justin had to help me with one time on the road. He was a very good friend, and I was a very good friend in letting him deal with my ass all night.
Yeah, just like, can you touch my tush?
That was bad. That used to keep breaking. It's a surgery. You actually have to go in for surgery and, like, lay on your belly for 2 weeks after it. So I never got it. But it doesn't really come back anymore. But at one point, it was coming back, like, monthly also, and it was violently painful. It was so, so bad. But, I've had, like, under my gut. Historically, when I was younger, I used to get under my gut a bunch of things I had to pop. But, like, this is a different thing. I'm telling you, it's not so... when you get it out, it's out, which is awesome. But that sack, dude, it looks so fun.
Yeah, but Lou...
It comes out one big nugget. That's awesome.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten a cyst?
No, my skin is actually very soft and just really pale. But I had I told you guys, I had a mass in my neck the size of a softball.
Oy. Yeah, I remember you saying that, but that is... You forget it. Fuck. What was it affecting when it was in? Was it like
nothing. It just looked like I had a mango. The doctor said it was the actual consistency and size of a mango in my neck. And it didn't bother anything. It's just that I had to wear a turtleneck in the summer.
Oh, do you look like a poet for 3 months because you were healing?
Lou, how far did it come off your neck?
Like this.
How long did it take to get that big?
It grew pretty rapidly. In a month, it went from the size of a golf ball to the size of a softball.
But hold on. It was the size of a golf ball, and you weren't like, I need to fucking check this shit out.
They said...
Well, if it hits softball, I'll make an appointment.
So listen, official PB, 11-pound bowling ball. I'll ask a lot of questions.
Yeah, it just kept growing and growing. I scheduled the surgery, and in a 2 weeks' time, it doubled and doubled in size.
Damn, so you scheduled the surgery. 2 weeks later, it's fucking bigger.
Yes, yeah.
And what was it?
They just called it a mass. It was a non-cancerous mass.
A lymphoma?
Damn. But Lou... Was it awkward with just like the next day you're like, well, I have to wear a fucking turtleneck.
Dude, did it look like that?
Or it looked like a hit? What?
Oh my God, a lipoma. That's what I think it was. Did that happen? Was that your third brother? Was that the third twin?
Yeah.
They didn't show it to me after they pulled it out. I didn't get to look at it.
They didn't show it to you?
No.
Why, would have broke your heart to see you had the same eyes?
you heard its heartbeat?
Yeah, he goes, I already heard Tarpy. I don't want to see it.
Damn, dude.
Oh, but no. Oh, this is the thing I have. Yeah, this is the surgery I would have had to get at the top of my ass crack.
Oh, man, but you'd have had a longer butt crack. That's pretty cool.
Well, the one time they broke it at the hospital, I do have two holes in my ass, which is pretty interesting. I have my butthole, and then you can see the little, like, tiny, not a hole, but, you know, whatever, like, little scar from the other. Right, yeah. Christine? You spent some time by my ass crack. Christine, your thoughts?
When you're chomping buns.
Huh?
Oh, okay. You're there more for the sounds and the tastes, not the looks.
Oh, that's a bummer. I really tell. When I'm laying there with my hands on my butt cheeks, pushing them up in the air, I go, open your eyes. Yeah. Feast your eyes, I say.
Take a look at the landscape. Learn the hills.
Learn the topography.
Everything you lick is yours. everything you put your tongue to. Oh man, come on!
Get out of here, Christine. We don't want to
see. Get out of here. Rex. Yeah, I'm gonna wait around.
Dan's okay. Chest.
Well, now our guest is on in 15 minutes. Let's finish this cooking show, dog.
Yes. God damn it! We are a little gabbing cat. Look, he's getting his nipple removed.
Yeah.
Christine, please with this.
Please, Christine, please.
Christine, please. Oh, Christine, please. What a bad transition. It just cuts to her with her fucking hands and meat.
She goes, this right here is a cyst. Cyst balls.
Albadingas. Made with pure cyst pus.
Oh, God. As you know, we were watching a cooking show. We revealed on yesterday's episode how we got
through the ages.
Through a comedian that we watched, that yes, some would say it was mean the way we watched it. Some would say,
but be cool.
Be cool about it. And sometimes that's just how we pass time and we find things. And it was nothing personal. What did become personal was how much we loved this cooking show, or the fact that this cooking show might have never, ever watched a cooking show before it.
I'm not even convinced she can cook. But she does do well. This is probably the best shot ever on the show right here, where they are officially not showing her and instead showing the action of the food. She's using, which I believe, Jacob, am I crazy to say that all cooking ware in these situations are supposed to be clear so you can see
clear bowls?
Yeah.
Let me state something for the record. Is we have these dream scenarios, right? Like, I would love to do a live bonfire in California with a Jay and Christine in a newlyweds game show against Roman and Sierra. That's a pipe dream. I would love for...
We went there with the Red Dog, a week at the Red Dog.
A week at the Red Dog in Oklahoma. Would love to do a week of shows there, interview the people, have fun. These are all dream scenarios, right? Another one would be... this would be another one where we would do a live bonfire in New York with Cliff and his wife versus Jacob in an Iron Chef... Bonfire Iron Chef.
Yes. And Black Lou is going to be your camera person.
What's that?
And Black Lou will be Jacob's camera person.
No, because they're going to do it live. So it would be...
Oh, just filmed by...
Yeah, we would have to find out which, you know, we would make it into a competition, a cooking competition.
Yeah, Iron Chef, off-camera Iron Chef.
Well, what we could do is we could pre-record it at a film studio, like, and make it into a cooking show that we could show at the live show, and then have the final product tasted at the live show by the three judges. You know what I mean? I'm just spitballing here.
I love it.
But Jacob making his Alba Dingoes versus this lady's.
Jacob's famous Alba Dingoes.
my dead grandmother haunts me with this recipe every night.
Alba Donkeys.
Alba Dangalings and their little meatballs shaped like penises.
Alba Doinkers.
So that's just a dream scenario for me. But I'm just a little girl that looks up at the stars at night and wonders what's out there.
Okay, well, in this scene, she's finally breaking up the meat out of the styrofoam package shape that it had.
Sure.
She didn't get fresh ground beef.
She just got store-bought ground beef.
She got store ground beef, yes.
Just like the kind that's in the package.
Yeah.
It looks like bit, brains.
Little bit jumped out of the bowl. We're gonna have a problem with that. It's fine.
Oh, man, you have attention to detail.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
A little bit dropped out. That's fine. It doesn't matter. Is that counter clean? It doesn't appear to be.
Who knows? Everything is this house Airbnb? God only knows.
Nice range, though.
Jacob, what do you feel about the backsplashes?
I don't like it. I think it's very dated. It's the same as the counter.
Man, I don't know. I think Trish would fucking squirt in her University of Colorado medical maid vagina seeing that fucking center island.
Yeah, but I think it's an R. I think it's an R.
The island. I just don't like the marble.
I don't like the white cabinets.
Yeah, I would play it differently, but there's no warmth to this kitchen.
Let's stop tearing apart the kitchen. Let's get back to tearing apart the dish.
Yeah. All right.
Alba Dingus. I put some onion powder in here.
Oh, look. Oh, we already knew this.
That's onion powder. She's
Damn, dude. Those things must just taste like onion, huh?
No, dude. They're going to taste like
a lot of kneading.
Garlic so much.
This is the fun part.
She's slapping around.
Here's the fun part. Off camera. What are you doing?
I gotta make her a little lower, and the volume control is behind your faces, so sorry.
Her husband is the cameraman, because I know this, because he's super tall.
Yes.
From what we saw.
Oh, well, that camera, that angle right there, actually, that might be
a stool.
That might be the GoPro.
No, GoPro's more to her left. I know the GoPro angle. I know my angles, dude.
Okay.
I know my blocking.
Even though we didn't have that in Cuba. I came from Cuba when I was 6 years old.
We used to make our albaganas out of cat. And you're like, God.
We did not have no microwave.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you microwaves the meatballs.
Buddy, that's coming. I can't wait for Jacob to...
These albondigas were made in Cuba with the, how you say, these poor people foot meat. What?
It translates loosely to the feet of bombs.
Albondigas de la Puerta de la Puerto Pollo bombs.
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 No translation for bombs.
Albondigas de la Muerta de la Bombs. Poor people foot meat.
God, Christine, give us some more.
Play-Doh in Cuba, but when I came to America, I got to play with Play-Doh.
Look at that.
Cliff, where are you going?
Where's he going?
Right back. Going? Where are you going, bud? Back it up. Come on.
Why does he swing the camera with his motions everywhere he goes?
This is almost.
Go back and see how crazy that is.
This is the same angle it is when you're continuing a conversation when someone rings your doorbell. When you walk away from it, where you're trying to stay engaged in the phone call, and you go, yeah, dude. Yeah, no, real quick, though. Hold on. Let me just get this.
Hold on.
Watch how he walks away.
When I was 6 years old.
Ding dong.
But when I came to America.
You know what? Okay, hold on to that. I do want to hear about this.
Hold on. Put a pin in that. I want to hear it.
When I'm eating ground beef.
What's the point of being so far away? Jacob, help.
I think he was trying to be artistic here. And he can't cut, so he said, let me get a long shot.
And show you the GoPro on the window.
I would personally fund a cooking show for this woman if Cliff at that time would have gone... extreme close up, and then ran back into her face.
Watch, he does, what's he doing?
Oh, there's cuts. There's cuts that don't need to be cuts.
Yeah, grainy video cut, like in between, like montage, like what do you call that? Interstitials.
He fight clubs it and just puts one still of a cock. So you're like, did I just see a cock?
Yo, he's re-showing stuff from different angles.
Yeah. And I don't know if you know this, but this is probably the 14th time she tells you that it's her mother's recipe.
You say Alba Dong Dongs.
These albondigas were made from my mother who said, dude, I think that's, bring it up, watch. I got good money that she's talking about her mom.
Wait, not just bring it up, Christine, but go back 10 seconds. Look at this.
Hold on, bring it up, because I swear to God, bring up the volume. She's talking about her mom.
Look at this crazy camera.
And the breadcrumbs, what I do is I just get 5 slices of bread.
What is she filming?
No matter what kind of bread it is. If you want it to be wheat bread, white bread, and then I just crumble it up.
Not putting this on her, but I will say this, another thing. Anytime a cooking show will feature amateur cooks and they say that the secret ingredient is love, I want to punch the wall.
Oh yeah.
It's the worst.
They should say their secret ingredient is lust, which means this is half cum. This is half cum. So you guys get ready. Buckle your belts.
Secret ingredient is lust, envy, and lust.
You go. And the secret ingredient? Greed.
The secret ingredient? Sloth.
It drives me insane when they
Christine,
say
that. We need some volume on this.
Yeah, we're not doing it. We're not breaking down her athletic capabilities.
Almost done. This is
an audio medium.
A meatball mixture, and it is going to be delicious.
Oh.
All right, and dude, I'm going to show
that
you
next. The camera work will make you nauseous if you are even mildly drunk.
So, I've said before about how I get nauseous when I went and saw Blair Witch or Cloverfield. I'm getting the same in the Cliff's cameras techniques.
Wait a second. There's also a lot of problem and mistakes happening here. Like there's less meatballs at one point than more meatballs at another point. Jump ahead a little bit, Christine. There's a bunch.
Of, I really don't want to miss them microwaving.
When they have the plate. No, when she has the plate. You see all them on the plate there?
And what we skimmed over is her going, you can make the meatballs any size. Don't make them big.
Also, shout out Progresso breadcrumbs that she shows you right now that she's using sitting on the counter.
Also, did she say for breadcrumbs she takes 5 slices of bread and then just crumbles them up?
That's for the inside of the meatballs.
Got it.
She's putting pieces of bread. Then she breadcrumbs on the outside with some Progresso.
The Great Bonfire Bake-Off between her and Jacob? Fuck. Come on.
Making me watch this and thinking about all the things I hate about cooking shows. The two best cooking shows, I'll tell you right now, ever, Essential Pépin and Hubert Keller's Secret of a Chef. Why?
I don't even know. Those sound so gay. I don't know either one of those. Please.
I thought you were going to say the greatest cooking Iron Chef or whatever. You're like,
I thought you were going to say Julia Childs.
Jeanté Boubou's Cheese Kitchen?
Yeah.
He's never heard of Jacques Pépin. Of course you know Jacques Pépin.
I don't know Jacques Pépin. I do not know Jacques Pépin.
Yes, you do.
Stop yelling at me, Jacob. What about Emeril? That's my guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a hack.
Playing
for the crowd. I don't need that sycophantic crowd.
Come on. What about Rachel? What about my girl, Rachel Ray?
Just because they lose their shit every time he dumps garlic in something.
Yeah,
love it. Kick it up a notch.
Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray was Maxim magazine hot, and she got morbidly obese on her own food, dude.
That's how good it is. Yeah, dude, you watch back and you think it's her aunt.
I mean, it looks like she fucking her and Kelly Clarkson went into that fly machine, and then they became one.
Yeah, dude, Rachel Ray got survived car accident fat.
You got to give her a few years to snap back, you know?
I don't know, man. She went through a lot of trauma.
Good cooking shows, you got to go to PBS. The Food Network is all...
It's all razzle-dazzle?
No, I like the razzle-dazzle. If you're not screaming, bam.
Yeah, dude. Dude, I need to go. Jacob, I need to go to Flavor Town.
You hear that sizzle? That's the best sound in the world to me. That sizzle of bacon.
Dude, I need sizzle. I need Guy Fieri pulling it over his pants looking at this burger getting made.
Yeah, no shit. I need a guy to fucking lower Oakley's at a 2-pound hamburger like he's seeing a hot chick walk by.
Yeah, I need someone to tell me that.
Oh, it's yeah. Ball, is that a 2-pound burger?
I need someone to tell me that it's dangerously flavorful. I don't know if my simple monkey brain can handle this much flavor.
Yo, is that a 2-tier pizza? Hi, hachi machi, huh?
Wait, did you put Japanese flavors in an American dish? We gotta save this from the authorities. You might be in trouble for this much flavor.
Your heart starts beating out of your chest.
I like cooking shows that can easily use a slide whistle.
It fits in wherever you put it.
Dude, someone start putting slide whistles to Guy Fieri and it'll make so much sense.
Welcome to Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives.
Brother, those look like some serious onion rings.
Jacob, it looks like this guy just makes finger sandwiches for fucking old ladies and steals their money.
This is Jacques Pepin, one of my favorite people of all time. He's a beautiful, beautiful person, and he's one of the most, if not the most revered chef of all time.
Give us a little Jacques Pepin.
Let me ask you this:
More fast food my way, which is a different series, but it's okay.
You don't love this one, Jacob?
Well, the series is good. My favorite is Essential Pepin, but this is a good series. This one's good.
Do you wish this guy was your dad?
Oh. Do you call him Papa Pepin?
Papa Pepin?
Papa Pepin.
I just want to make omelets with Jacques Pepin. I do want to meet him. One of my dreams is to go.
I just want to make omelets with Jacques Pepin.
One of my dreams is to go mushroom picking in Connecticut with him. That's one of my dreams.
Honestly, yeah. Jacob, I honestly mean this. Yeah. I would love if somehow we were able to make that happen. If you were able to go mushroom picking with Jacques Pepin in Connecticut. I will drive you myself, and Jay and I will eat your delicious meals made from those said mushrooms.
I hope he sexually harasses you.
Oh, I'm definitely hoping for a Woods butt fucking. But
I hope he gets there. He goes, Jacob. You have to dig down further for the mushrooms.
Jacob, there is a secret with the French pigs that find the truffles. Do you know what helps a pig find the truffle? Put on your pants. And show me your butthole.
Yeah.
Hopefully I can put my little pig to find your truffles.
Oh. I put my finger in your winker. If it feels the same temperature as the mushroom, they are ready for the pig.
Jacob, your asshole is magnifique.
Have to take it to the gutter, didn't you?
Yeah, of course. What do you think, we're going to be fucking smart about this?
I was going to sit here and watch this guy fucking... Kitchen Ninja, goddamn souffle. I don't give a shit.
I do want to watch some of this.
Your food processor make that very.
Oh, did he have that voice?
I mean, Jacob, it is me.
You're French.
It is me, Jacob. Are you hungry?
Yeah, there.
Let me cook for you.
Jacob, you've never shaved your privates in the summer. This is a thing we have done in the south of France for hundreds of years.
Jacob, have you masturbated yourself today? You should never cook with full testicles.
There is a saying in Lyon that a milk cow is angry at the world. Let me milk you, Jacob.
Perhaps I can help, and it will happen faster. We can get back to food processing.
Yeah? I can show you how to make les frites du McDonald's.
I don't find that funny.
Les frites du McDonald's.
Nothing. Go watch the Food Network.
Jacob
DeLorean, just make a picnic basket for a night at the polo grounds. Jacob,
I need a fucking alcoholic Creole with gout telling me to bam to clean it up more.
I don't know what ingredients this guy uses, but I know emerald's the best ingredient. Bam, dude.
Emerald.
Him and everything.
Emerald wakes up sweating out something. That's the kind of food I want.
Yeah. Paula Deen will fucking punch fuck butter into anything she makes. And Guy Fieri, man, waves the flag for guys everywhere who want to wear flaming t-shirts.
There was one time, it was so nauseating, Paula Deen deep-fried butter. Yeah. She threw butter into balls, breaded it, and fried it. It was so disgusting.
Really?
I bet that's not disgusting at all.
I bet I'd take one bite and then just moan like I just mainlined. By the way, we have a guest coming on, so we should take a break. Do we pick up our cooking segment, or do we...
Seen enough of her.
Oh.
I'm telling you, haven't, Jacob. She microwaves those meatballs before she cooks them. It's crazy. I'm not saying it's a crazy action. I'm saying that seems like something I would do, because I go, these things are just going to cook in the sauce. That's going to take forever. Like, let me zap them a little bit, and then I'll throw them in. But I also wouldn't go, hey, Christine, you film that by any chance? I'm going to throw that up on YouTube.
Yeah, I kind of want to slap that on the internet.
See, I don't know if you saw it, but this toast, I actually picked the right setting for the toast. It was somewhere between light, dark, and dark. And you know what? Can you film me redo it again? Because I want to make sure we get that up on the on the web.
World needs to know how I spread jam.
Let's go take a break then. We'll be back with our guest. It's the quarantine tapes, but we're always having fun here at the bonfire.
Right. Michael sit out because of things he heard Jacob say off air. He's taking a virtual knee. Our guest today's album, Voluptuous Boy, is out now on iTunes, Spotify, and wherever you listen. Please welcome the hilarious Sarah Tolomash. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, guys. Hey, thanks for having me. Is that clock there? Is that clock?
Yeah, we have some drops. Some drops get through like poltergeist, and some don't. Before the break, Sarah, we were watching a cooking show that we found on Amazon Prime by way of a couple other avenues, and they were making some delicious albondigas.
Albondigas.
Dead man's meatballs.
Do they tape it in their own kitchen, or is it studio?
Well, let's bring up the clip.
The kitchens jump a little bit, and you'll see that at some point, but I will tell you this. What this is a fun game of, Sarah, is really just peek around. The camera work, world class on how bad it is. Her cooking technique, her cooking equipment, all terrible. But when they give you wide shots of the place, it seems they were not prepared to film the big day of filming for the show. There's, so far we spotted a toilet brush, a bag from an old birthday present, like a gift bag, several other assorted bags just smushed onto a table, mail.
That's like when you look for an apartment online and then the photos are like all their dirty laundry is on their bed. Right.
Funny. Why would I move in there? There's a dog actively pissing in this shot on the floor.
Sarah, you couldn't be. That's such a hilarious thing to bring up, because I've been just peeking around like curious, because they're saying all the rent in New York's going to go down and everybody's like getting out of here and even looking at places. And it is so funny when they say that. He goes, beautiful two bedroom something with a balcony, and yeah, the room just like it was like. Now we do host a fight club in this room. This is right after my wife had a manic depressive episode and broke all the dishes on the ground.
You know, my wife sometimes slips into bouts of psychosis and wipe her shit on the wall. So that's what you're seeing on this. But you'll see it does open up to a nice view of the courtyard.
Now you'll see here in the foyer, for some reason, the word red rum is written on the wall with the R's backwards. I don't know what that's about. It wasn't here two weeks ago, and now it is here, but I don't ask any questions. We're moving.
The best is when you see lotion by the bed.
That's the least decent thing you can cover up. You're like, fucking...
Let me tell you something. It's always so funny. Joe DeRosa, Luis J. Gomez, I think are the only two people I've had this with, but they're the people consistently. If I go in their hotel room when we're on the road together, there's the lotion of the hotel next to their bed. I'm like, guys, at least act like you asked me to come over to this room.
Also,
they're like, it's for my elbows.
Yeah, that is the least. If that's murder, that's just tossing the gun in a river. Just toss the gun in the river.
Shoot it.
Only because it bears repeating. It's one of my favorite pranks of all time ever. Is when Nate was on the road opening for Metzger.
Oh my God. Ago.
You know the story so well. Yeah. And Metzger, he was looking for lotion for some reason. And he's holding the conditioner. And he goes, is this lotion? He's like, yeah. And Nate knew it wasn't. He goes, it says conditioner, though. He goes, it's conditioner for your body. And then Kurt rubs conditioner all over his body and then just itched the rest of the night.
He probably got all scaly and shit when that shit dried.
Dude, that's so crazy.
Dude, that's so fucking funny. Yeah.
I always thought that there should be a lotion for men and women that comes in one bottle where it's great for masturbating, but also moisturizes women's elbows really nicely.
Yeah, so like you can't get mad if you see it next to your bed because you can just take a couple pumps and then get those elbows nice and young again.
I'll tell you, I never whacked off. By the way, Sarah, I know Christina. Me, I speak for Christine when I say I love that leaning shelf back there. We're big fans of the leaning shelf. Can't.
Thank you.
Our place is too small.
That one,
leaning shelf. yeah, for sure. I don't know what it is about your shirt, Dan. It looks like you're opening a condom, but it's just because whenever you do that, it looks like you're trying to open the tiniest candy or something.
No, I'm breaking weed into a bowl. But it is so fun to think I have little tiny candies. I like to eat my little candies during my radio show.
Little tiny candies. But my thing about whacking off with lotion makes me feel like my dick would feel weird, like weirdly soft.
Because it's already soft.
Huh?
The penis is already soft anyway.
Correct. Yeah, no, I agree. But then it's like the change of the feel to my own hand would be odd when you go to touch it. It's like, because I've gotten in the summertime and stuff, or winter, I should say, rather, I get in regimen. So, like, putting on lotion on my body,
yeah,
my arms and stuff. And, like, I just started doing that, like, last year. And Christine would sit there every night when I go, ooh, look how, like, smooth my elbows and arms and everything. And I recognize it quickly. I would be weird to grab your dick and be like, why is this thing so silky?
or for me, it's like, when I was little, I couldn't understand the concept of bubble gum that you just chewed it and never swallowed it. And that's what it's like when you're lotioning your body with your dick. And you're like, well, if I'm lotioning, why don't I just go all the way? Just fucking bang one out.
Might as well get all of my 2,000 parts.
Yeah, I might as well fucking let it loose.
No, I would lotion my asshole before I lotion my dick.
Well, that's
that's a very sensitive area of the body.
Yeah, different sides of the same coin, I guess, Jay. I feel that my moist, whatever moisture's in there, stays in there. It's a humidor.
This show is so fantastic in that we were like, so anyway, Sarah, we're gonna show you this cooking show, and then we're talking about lotioning assholes.
Yeah, within
how do we do it?
Within 5 minutes, it's like, anyways, lotion on your ass. That's weird. This woman's cooking show, I think, is just we're not, you know, obviously we're making fun of it, but I don't think we're doing it to be like, you suck. You should. It's almost like Amazon. What are you putting up there? You're just putting anything up there?
No, it's a little also of like, miss, why are you doing this?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sarah had a good point before the break, like when we were off air, that I think is like, there's a lot of people that are getting into cooking shows. A lot of people are. That is a market right now that is flush with people.
Schumer did one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Sydney Washington does one, and then Karen's doing a cooking show.
Karen, it would be funny if Karen Feehan did one where it's just her off the wagon. So she only cooks,
yeah.
And then gets sober again, you know. So the dish is like,
I put a little cooking sherry in there, little for the meatballs, little for me, little for the meatballs,
one for you. This is called peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And call your ex boyfriend and say you love him. There you go. That's a dangerous dish.
It's calling Kevin saying, I just want to talk.
But Sarah, you what do you say? She can what?
I was just gonna say she should just cook with her ass.
Yeah. Just flip grilled cheese with her butt cheeks.
I'll tell you what, that would be better. But the problem is, Sarah, you'll see here very quickly that the camera work on that would just not show what you're looking to see there. The camera work is wildly all over the place here. And I think we're going to open, Christine, if you can get when she first starts rolling the meatballs, if you can get her immediate contradiction of herself. Do you have it up, Christine? I like where Christine wears her mask on inside the house like that around her neck. She looks like Def Leppard.
Yeah, dude. Old Bandito, yeah. Christine.
Bandita. I would be like Thelma and Louise when I wear my bandana.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Now, I don't know if you could already see, Sarah, but this whole thing is batshit.
I don't think any cooking show should take place in an apartment.
I think this is a porn. Yeah, this is a very porn kitchen. I think I've seen multiple MILFs relieve their stepson's friends in this kitchen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm sure. And I, by the way, I'm sure that she is no different. I sure this also happens in this kitchen. Why don't you pull out your albondigas? We're about to get, let me see your albondigas. I'm excited to for Sarah to see also the transit of how much she just uses canned ingredients, shows you the brand by accident. Like, it's probably not okay for her to do that. She doesn't give a shit.
Oh, this thing is ripe with copyright infringement. This thing is like, I don't know if it's that it is, but you're like, you can't use our products in this. What the fuck is wrong with you?
This thing is lousy with trademark law.
Yeah, dude. If I'm a trademark lawyer, I'm making a case on this family.
Go ahead, Christine. Hit play.
He's lousy with trademark. Meatball
mixture, and it is going to be... delicious. Oh,
that noise. That noise is flopping. It's funny if you think about them, about Cliff doing the noises like an old 40s movie studio where he's just like recording a boot in mud. He's like,
yeah. sounds like she's birthing a calf.
This is the hardest part of the process. If this thing is breached, you got to reach in there and wrangle its head, right? It's out. You're opening. That's a good sign.
There he is.
He's walking. Some bitch. Come out walking.
Up on his feet.
Come on, man. Look at that calf.
Let's see. The contradiction's coming up. Nice.
Delicious. All right. And I'm going to show you next my next step, which will be making the meatballs. So we are now making our meatballs. And the meatballs, you can make any size you want.
No, that's the best part.
As you can see, I've already made a few of them already. I already rolled a few. But if you make them a little too big, what happens a lot of times, it'll break up when you're cooking them in the pot.
Is she talking to a security camera?
She's talking to a GoPro. Now she's talking to a GoPro, but my favorite thing is make them any size you want. If you make them big, they're going to break apart.
Yeah. She goes, hold
you
on, let me
t- one big ball.
Yeah, hold on, let me tell my Blink security camera for my husband at home.
Yeah. Hi, honey. Yeah, these are the cameras that Paranormal Activity was shot. It looks like you're supposed to pan up and see that all the fucking forks are stuck to the ceiling or something.
Yeah. If this is revealed that it's a bad Ben, I'll lose my shit.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'll lose my goddamn shit.
Good. Let her roll them up, because once she starts breading these things with Progresso breadcrumbs, don't worry.
They get the label in there.
They get the label in there. The whole box, actually. When she's doing them, the inconsistency of how many meatballs are on the plate inside the thing, it just keeps changing wildly.
Man, I kind of want to start getting into really bad cooking shows. If you have bad cooking shows that you know of and can send us clips, please send it to us at thebonfire@siriusxm.com. Thebonfire@siriusxm.com. Or, you know, Twitter, Instagram, whatever.
I used to watch the Ina Garten one a lot, and that one would always make me sad because she would be like, I'm making a recipe for my friend's movie premiere, and then she wouldn't attend it. And then she would watch the premiere from outside that you're like, I don't understand that you made all this food and your friend won't let you into your party.
Just eating a tray of brownies outside in the rain.
she's just waving as they're having pigs in a blanket. And she's just outside. She's
like, get out of here. Get out of here, you scamp.
Jude Law's like, who is that lady?
She's going crazy. It's like her eyelashes hanging off, and she's just slapping brownies against the glass outside. These are for you and your party.
I make these for Jennifer Lawrence and her friend. This is Troy. He stalks Jennifer Lawrence, but he's also a cook. Let's give him a show.
He's a nice enough
guy. He's got like a very, what comes off as a beta male husband, Jeffrey.
Yes.
But he.
Bring it up. Bring it up. Let's get into it.
The guy turns out he was like a spy or some Air Force pilot.
He's a bad spy if he found out through his wife on a cooking show. Hey, guys, sometimes I have to cook just for myself because, you know, my husband is a spy. He is right now trying to find out if Kim Jong is still alive.
And yes, his name is actually Mark, and he is currently removing a Central American dictator by way of guerrilla warfare. So if he was here, I would make two dishes.
They're decoying from the east and flanking from the west.
I made this dish the other week when he had a body double for Kim Jong-un.
She's like, shut up, you stupid paratrooper, and go get me salt.
No. Yeah. Oh, man. It's so funny she didn't get invited. Ina Garten would just be like, I made this dish for you. And Gwyneth Paltrow's like, and it is so good. I'm going to let you
put it outside.
Put it outside the Chinese man theater and put it outside the door. Someone will come out and pick it. It's fucking COVID food delivery, but just with a celebrity chef.
It'd be great. Wouldn't it be great to find out that Gwyneth Paltrow talks about her vagina so much that she just goes, she eats through it. She lifts her skirt and just sits on whatever food you bring. She goes, ooh, that's a little spicy.
She goes, this is how you get the calories right to where you need them. These are the good calories being sucked in by my labia. Dude, this guy looks like he's always like, what a cheeky thing.
He looks like a spy. It looks like he's a much handsomer man wearing a lot of prosthetics.
Yeah. Is this an actor role? Is that a Bradley Cooper role?
He's actually a 23-year-old international spy.
Yeah, that's one of his disguises.
Yeah. He pulls the mask off like Mission Impossible. You're like, whoa, that's crazy.
He's holding on to the side of an airplane that's flying.
Oh, yeah. No, man, he's U.S. Army.
That's hot.
Dude, she's hot. She's smoking hot when she was young.
I know. Yeah. Age is so sad. We just get so old and gross.
Yeah, age is so sad.
Dude,
so sad. Do I talk about it so much now? I'm 42. I'm almost 43, I guess. But like, so much I talk about that. We're just even like the people like my mom's friend. I was telling my mom the other day and telling her like her friends when I was younger. So my mom had me young. So I was telling my mom's friends when I was younger that I was like, oh, your friend Janine, I had such a crush on. Your friend Dawn, I had such a crush on. And now they're like fucking 60-year-old or you know whatever. Even like they're like in their late 50s or something. It's like moms or grandmother, you know what I mean? And I remember them being like chewing gum, hoopy earrings, like being 23 around my mom. You know what I mean? They were 23 years old. So it's so fucking crazy.
Dude, what's even funnier is, you know what we never realized is when we were young and you would like stick it to someone older where you'd be like, shut up, you're old, you're out of touch. You didn't realize how much you were hurting them until you're on that side of it. And you're like, oh, that one's got heat on it, huh? You like hear that, you're like, fuck you, you young, dumb piece of shit.
Especially what's so funny is like, when you hit 40, Dan, I think is when you're approaching 40. And when you're 40,
I'm bearing in on it.
Yeah, but when you do, which that is to be the weirdest thing, you'll be the person considered, like when I was a kid, 40 was old.
Yeah, yeah. Dude.
If they were like, you're going to live till 40, you're like, I'm going to live forever.
I'm going to live forever. But yeah, if you told me 40, I'd be like, well, I'll probably be almost retired by then. And now I think my career was just starting right then.
Well, I can't do work anymore with those backaches I'm going to have.
Yeah. Am I still going to like? If you would have told me, though, what I'd be like at 37, I think 13-year-old me would be like, grow up, dude. If I was like, play video games and smoke weed and you fucking hang out, 13-year-old me would be like, all right, do you like do adult stuff?
There's 17 things Ari Shaffir does a day that make me go, he's 47.
Yeah.
I go, how the fuck are you still so like goofily playful and shit like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, but he falls asleep in the car after a day at the beach. So
Sarah, that's very toddler behavior. You have to pick up Ari out of the car when you get to where he is. You go, hey buddy, we're home. Hey, bud.
He wakes up for a second, goes, no, no, no. He goes, no, it's okay, bud. I got you.
Hey, it's just you fell asleep at the beach. We're home now.
It's Ari, just picturing Ari's legs wrapped around you and his head on your shoulder.
Keeping him down.
Sarah putting Ari down to sleep.
When you get up, we'll have supper.
Hey, it's okay. Sleep a little, buddy. I'm going to go cook dinner, okay? Oh, man, we found a good clip.
Sun got you, huh? Sun got you.
Did you have fun making castles? We're gonna see Debbie.
Yeah, I had a good time making cast.
We're gonna see Debbie and Mike next week, and maybe they can bring Frankie.
He's like, yay! Can we play Nintendo all day?
Yeah. If it's raining out, maybe. Let's go to the clip. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Roll that clip. Roll that clip.
Oh, Cooking for Jeffrey. We got to buy that book, guys, from Ina Garten.
It's like you're cooking for Jeffrey. He's like, well, everything's got to be pretty soft.
Great pleasure.
Yeah.
I like my meats boiled.
I can't cook for Joe. He doesn't like anything I make him.
Dude, Joe.
What are your specialties?
But
before I like roast chicken. He won't eat that. He just likes one thing, and then he eats it all three meals of the day.
It's not helping the maturity argument with comedians.
I could eat like a child and fucking not just feel like I'm gonna die at 45. Like, my taste buds are not geared up for like fucking let's do this right. When Christine goes, we're doing the sensible dinners we have to do these next 2 weeks, Dan, for Slim Fest. That me and sensible. Dan are killing it on our sensible dinner. When you look at a sensible dinner, you're just like, it's like let's chicken and rice. It's great. You're like, fucking sucks. There's no cheese and sauce on this.
Dude,
mayo go?
Katie's podcast got sponsored by one of those food things that's like sensible meals. So that's what I'm going to start eating. And even though like, it's just them trying to make fun something that's boring where they're like, it's rice pilaf with barbecue chicken. And you're like, shut up.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Sofrito sauce.
I did HelloFresh where they're like, we send you the the items and then you make it. But it's like restaurant prices and then you also have to do the work.
They should just call that delivery service back a house. And they're like, hey, you're back a house. I gotta make this food and someone else comes and eats it. Someone comes over and just takes the dish and then they eat it in front of you.
Yo, me and Christine opened up a fucking like a HelloFresh box one time and just looked at it and got terrified at the concept. And then I think the ingredients just sat there and then we gave it to somebody like, you do this. I don't know what this means. it's like there's like a separate bag with a dash of pepper in it.
It reminds me when, when my mom got married to my stepdad, I was probably like 7 or 8 years old and Batman came out and he was like, hey, I bought you a model car. It's the Batmobile, the Michael Keaton Batmobile. And I was like, cool. So what do we like? How quickly can we put it together? And he's like, well, that's the thing. The fun is putting it together. And I was like 8. And I was like, no, the fun's playing with it. And he's like, well, we got to build it. And it was so shitty because I was rushing it. And I was like, glue part to other part. And it's just this shitty Batmobile. And I was kind of like, I got fucking ripped off.
Yeah, it looks like you fucking came all over the door.
Bruce Wayne jizz sealed all of the parts of the Batman.
Buddy, I started in my life 11 model cars when I was a kid and fucking hated every minute of all of it. You know, but it was so overwhelming. It'd be like 17 boards of those pieces you have to break off.
It's so toxic, too. That paint. Yeah. You're like 8 years old just huffing paint.
By the way, 100% of the time, you have to rip, like, you have to take the parts off of, like, you know what I'm talking about, Dan, where it's like a plastic thing that's got all the parts in it, and you have to break them off.
It was like the original Ninja Turtle weapons.
You have to break them off. You have to, like, break them off. 100% of the time, I broke a piece off of it that was, like, part of the part.
Dude, I hated...
You know what I mean? It's like you break off the thing and say it's completely part of the thing. You're like, oh, well, I broke it off because it looked like it was just a... Dude, it all looks exactly the same. The border plastic looks exactly like the parts.
Yeah. Dude, Sarah brings up such a good point. That toxic-ass glue that you got to huff.
Just... I know. You're just like 8 years old, and you just come out of the garage like, oh, my God.
Yeah. You go, how is it? And you go, it kind of looks like a 66 Mustang, and I have a dependency. I have a dependency on fucking...
Down syndrome now.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I don't know spatial distance because my brain's
me and my grandfather built a Millennium Falcon one once, and I wanted it over with so fast getting it done bed forever.
That was the Batmobile.
Also, I played with it. And so what it was, by like the second day of playing with it forever, it just sounded like, you ever hear when a guitar pick gets stuck inside a guitar? And it just makes nonstop noise when you play. And then every time you touch it, another piece breaks off. That was
Jay, I'm laughing so hard.
You can't touch the guys inside. It's just completely for fucking show. We didn't hang it. It just took up space of something that was very fragile. Like, hey, don't accidentally throw your shirt on the model. It'll break it into 1,001 pieces.
Jay, I don't think you understand how fucking hard I'm laughing at this right now, because I went through the same exact thing with that Batmobile, where there's just a piece missing, and it had tires, and I would do like a force it to try and move the tires.
Just break it.
And I was just ripping pieces off the Batmobile. And by the way, I had the Batman action figures, and it was just way bigger than the Batmobile. So I was like, this thing's a hunk of shit.
Smash him into your model.
Dude, god damn it.
By the way, it was so funny because I was never like, I don't know shit about cars at all, but it'd be like, it's like, what are you doing over there? He goes, I'm building a 67 Mustang. Like, it doesn't mean shit to me. I'm not like, ooh,
yeah,
I don't give a fuck about cars. I could have been building a fucking Dodge Taurus.
Yeah. That's so funny. You go, it's a Seabreeze.
Yeah, it's a Pontiac Sunfire.
Dude, get your kids into building sensible cars. He goes, it's a hybrid.
That's fucking, that's hilarious. It's a Hyundai Sonata.
How fun.
Yeah. Look, nice.
It's a Ford Flex.
Open it up. Look, it's a RAV4.
You can put a baby seat in there.
Yeah, it's got the latch system. It comes with it.
All right, we're hanging out with Sarah Talamash, whose new album, Voluptuous Boy, is available for download. Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff. We'll be right back. It's The Bonfire.
Quarantine Tapes, Big Jay Oakerson, Dan Soder. Of course, we're hanging out with Sarah Talamash. The new album, Voluptuous Boy, the podcast, Vag. She's doing it all.
Let's go to that cooking video, because I do want to see how Jeffrey talks.
I'll eat anything as long as it's not too salty.
She makes me chew it in front of her. I have to have specific amounts of chews.
Her matzo balls are a little dense for my taste, but I'll tell you, they hit that broth, and oh boy.
One of the great pleasures in my life is cooking for Jeffrey.
I love it.
It's about taking care of him. It's about giving him something that he just loves to eat. That affection has really contributed to my cooking, because it makes me want to do a better job. And
I want to fuck Jeffrey really all the time. Him. And whipping potatoes gets me soggier than a fucking London street. In the fall.
He's like, I'm allergic to a lot of the things she makes, but I don't like to make waves.
Yeah, he goes, it gives me horrible boils on, but I love her so much. I can't break a heart.
It's tearing apart the lining of my stomach, but you know, I love her, and you know, happy wife, happy life.
I sneak out and eat Wendy's. The food causes me to be bulimic, in which case it always makes me throw up, and then I go get other food.
He looks like the kind of old person that, like, you'd stare at every chew he takes. Like, it's just everything he does is very determined. Like, he's like, like, he completely stops talking during eating.
Also, insane to hover over her like that. It's like he's micromanaging her.
Dude, that's so funny, Sarah. If you look at it, that actually Jeffrey's abusive.
Yes.
He goes, he goes, make them all the same, you stupid bitch. People are watching. It's the big dance right now. You guys.
He goes, well, Jeffrey calls me Barefoot Contessa because he used to burn the bottom of my feet if the taste came out wrong.
Yeah. If this thing gives me gas, I swear to God, I'm going to Dutch oven you later.
He goes, I swear to God.
Waterboard you.
Yeah. If I get reflux from this, you sleep with the dogs outside.
Yeah. She gets mouthy. I fuck her with a whisk.
See how much better this kitchen is compared to the other one?
I mean, come on, Sarah. You're comparing a Down syndrome boy running in a football touchdown versus like watching a Barry Sanders highlight.
Because it feels like a service kitchen.
It's like
a service kitchen, yeah. It's like, man, she doesn't even have, she just has sitting in front of her on the counter, the other lady, Alba, she just has sitting in front of her on the counter the one or two utensils she's going to use only. It's like her spatula for everything and fucking like a spoon.
her storage is like the Chinese Tupperware that you get when you get takeout.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And the ground beef in the beginning of the video was still the shape of the styrofoam and plastic. And most of her ingredients are in not see-through bowls, so you have no idea what the hell you're... It's just insane.
Well, let's see what Ina's making. Let's see what Ina's making Jeffrey right here, that Jeffrey's just all up in. He's watching.
He's all about it.
But you know what? That's going to amaze me. You know, people come up to me all the time and
creme brulee?
Tell her I'm her greatest fan.
I think he's gay.
I mean, he really... I was going to say, he seems like... Is Alan Cummings? Is that the right name?
Yeah.
He seems like that guy. He goes, oh, her delicious tastes make me want to dance. That's funny. He goes, my best friend Steven, who I spend an inordinate amount of time with, comes over for dinner a lot.
She goes, oh, Jeffrey just goes with his old roommate, and they will go camping together.
Honey, you know it's me and Steven's Tuesday bowling.
He always asks for light dishes before he sees his friend Steven.
Won't let me go in his room. He just won't.
He won't. It's his room. I have my... His office is... It's a no-fly zone. That's what we call it.
Honey, me and Steven are going to be in the den for a while.
Yeah. Do you have any...
Call us if you whip up something fun.
Also, give me a handful of vegetable oil.
Hey, if you don't mind, hit me off with a squeegee of that VO.
Hey, you're giving a quick douse to VO. Dude, that's so funny. Oh my god.
I'm her number one fan.
I mean, the thing I like most about cooking is actually...
It's the third time he said that.
Everybody shows up. It's not really the cooking part, it's the community part. You know, one of the things I think people... A meal that impresses everybody. What I try and do is something where you can buy really simple ingredients, cook something really simple, and everybody loves it. I love to take an idea of something I love, like lemon chicken, and just make it as simple as it can possibly be, and as delicious.
You're the best advertisement for my food.
I think everybody should have a Jeffrey in their
dot, 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 and Steve.
That seems like the book you write for like your autistic kid that you
for real.
You've made better with food.
She goes, he stops screaming with certain smells.
She goes, I invented magnet buttons so he doesn't get frustrated and start punching his own leg.
Later, she's going to have to put it in a blender so she can eat all of it.
Dude, Jeffrey, get a look and a smell. Okay, now we're going to put it in your tube.
She goes, I actually do. There's one chapter of foods, of different foods that don't hurt when he throws it back at me. So I find out that's pretty important.
Jeffrey, like you want applesauce? No.
Yeah,
Jeffrey? Jeffrey? No. I don't want it. He goes, Jeffrey, I put the cinnamon in. You want it? Yes. Cinnamon. Do anything with cinnamon on it. Jeffrey, I put the cinnamon on it. You put the cinnamon on it?
Jeffrey sounds exactly like that. She goes, the first 3 years, I can honestly tell you, now that we're through them, we're hell on earth. But once we started cooking for Jeffrey,
they said he wouldn't walk.
Yeah.
They said he would never walk and never learn to read. Well, let me tell you something. He's walking.
They said he'd only live for 7 years. Well, he is a strange 19 now.
Jeffrey! Jeffrey, stop biting the cords of the camera. Stop biting the camera cords.
His life is wily. His life is proof that I am determined and science has gotten better.
He's my little miracle. He's biting the couch. He's like biting the couch cushions. He's my miracle.
We have a little joke around the house that he's actually a medieval 72. he wouldn't have lived past most of his stuff. Some Japanese villages, they just put him outside the village for the wolves.
I wouldn't do that for my Jeffrey.
So I started cooking for my
Jeffrey. Buy my new book, Cooking for Jeffrey. Cooking the drown out Jeffrey.
Oh, dude. What a fun alternate name for retarded. You go, bunch of Jeffries.
So, you know. Oh, dude, that fucking place is full of Jeffries. I can't go through without laughing, so I just steer clear.
Yeah, dude.
I like if she's like, while you're doing this, you can just change out Jeffrey's bedpan, and then that'll meet.
Yeah, she goes. I call these distraction cinnamon rolls. They're cinnamon rolls for Jeffrey, but you can also take off his shoes and clear out his colostomy bag.
So you can hide a thick ass horse sized pill in that thing. Yeah. Take it right down.
She goes, if you're looking for one of your opium naps, dose them with this. I used to just take a ball of cheese and shove it in the middle like a dog.
So goes, sometimes you need a break. And Jeffrey needs to go down for a bit of a nap.
Yeah. If you need to trick him with his medication, try this souffle. Yeah,
that's what I make it. That's what I make him, a turkey milkshake. All the tryptophan you can handle.
Yeah, dude. Actual Jeffrey just has to be like, you know, when you don't, especially now with Zoom conferences and shit, like, has Joe ever walked through one of your conferences, Sarah? Like in the back, and you're like, I'm doing something. You're like, oh shit.
Not for Zoom, but I remember one time I was doing Snapchat and he would walk in the back. Well, I was doing a Snapchat.
Yeah,
but that's the extent. Yeah,
and you're like, stop it. But what's funny about that is Jeffrey's like the opposite of that. Like, he was walking through, and then she's like, no, stay. And Jeffrey's like, please don't. I'd rather my secret go with me.
When she was pouring that fucking caramel on top or whatever, he was fucking like drooling into the cups. He's like,
yeah,
what
are you doing? He bought.
Do I have two? No, Jeffrey. Everybody has one. I want two.
Jeffrey,
I want Jeffrey. Come on now, cameras are running.
Jeffrey, stop, not on the show.
You're here to say you want two, and then you're gonna have one, and you're gonna be full. No, I don't want anything. He just takes it and smashes it against the wall. I don't want anything now.
When she's pouring the caramel, Jeffrey. he comes out in a cum pig dog leash, and she goes, "You can't do that now. Not with the cameras here. Not now."
It's a new cooking show called Jeffrey. Goddamn it,
Jeffrey. Goddamn it, get Jeffrey, out of the kitchen,
Jeffrey. Goddamn it, stop it. All right, you can help. Hand me the salt. Don't pour the salt on the floor, Jeffrey. Goddamn it.
I think that's where Cliff really messed out on. I'm saying it like we're buddies. I think he messed up on. Yeah, CY screwed up by not having him in the cooking show. He should have been in the cooking show.
Yeah.
Why is he holding the camera?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Sarah. I forget he's full crew.
Yeah, he's full crew.
Sarah, what will Joe eat?
Well, right now he's really into having bagels with peanut butter every morning and then following it with the cinnamon roll. I don't mind his phases because it helps me keep track of time.
Oh, that's pretty fun. Like, it's like seasonal.
Yeah. Where you're like, that was 2017 because that's when you went through your heavy peanut butter phase. Can you
give us, could you give us a cooking for Joe book?
Yeah, it's really easy. It's just oatmeal and then 8 cups of tea every day. And then he just loves cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls?
Just non-stop. And then he'll just be like, I gotta do something about this. And then he'll just be another 6 months of eating cinnamon rolls.
Are they the ones?
I don't know what to tell you.
My stepfather used to be into the ones. Does he get the ones that come like they're like English muffins almost? Like the cinnamon rolls? Like they're in the.
He gets the ones from the bagel store and it just looks like the bread one. But my favorite are the Pillsbury one that you get in the can. And then you drizzle that stuff on top. That's my favorite.
The goop.
It's funny that Joe eats like an alien. Like that he doesn't know, but he eats like, he's like, he just comes, he's like, cinnamon rolls. And you're like, hey, Joe, you're in your late 30s. You can't eat just cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, he's one of those aliens. Yeah, he's one of those aliens that just like something about the like the cinnamon like fuels him or something.
Yeah. He goes, cinnamon. And you go, no, all right. No. Listen, E.T., I can't have your more Reese's Pieces.
E.T.
It gets frustrating because I feel like I work my ass off just to be not even muscular. And then he eats bagels and cinnamon rolls every day. And then we joined this app. He got athletic and then I got closer to obese. And I'm like, this is bullshit. Like, dude, that he can eat that way. And I have to like try so hard to maintain being like a 6.
eating with, I've never felt like I've had more of a mature palate than when I ate with Nate and Joe on the road. Cause Nate's like, I don't like tomatoes. I'm like, what about ketchup? He's like, I love ketchup. And you're like, that doesn't make any sense. And he's like, ew, chunks of tomatoes. No. And then like Joe would be the same where he's like, I don't like that kind of salad dressing. And it's like, I was like,
dude,
I felt
Nate Bargatze has told me before that he only has meat or anything on a sandwich ever, or a hot dog or anything like that, to simply not look like a lunatic, for because he would just eat like a ketchup or mayonnaise sandwich. He just likes condiments.
That's crazy.
That's a crazy palate.
I do get that, because sometimes my favorite part of the hamburger is when the meat is all gone and all that's left is the white bread with the mayonnaise and ketchup.
But that's just a little taste of the end. You wouldn't want to eat a sandwich of that.
No.
You wouldn't want somebody to like pull the burger out of a Whopper and go, just eat meatless Whopper.
Oh, my cousins did that when they were vegetarians. They'd get meatless Big Macs.
Yeah.
What? Just a salad sandwich?
Like cheese.
Shredded salad, shredded lettuce sandwich.
By the way, the cheese won't be melted, so you're gonna have a cold cheese Big Mac sandwich. That's crazy. Yeah. That's stupid.
It was like their treat.
Yeah. people are really weird with their food.
Oh, like, yeah, for sure.
I know with Joe or his family, like, they get really weird about expiration dates. Like, even if they're close to the expiration date, they freak out and then they throw it away. Where I'm like, I'll eat past the expiration date.
Really? I'm not that, I would like to never do that, eat past the expiration. I'm not real big on saving stuff anyway, which is fucking weird.
I kind of get it. I'm an expiration date guy, but I'm like, anywhere near close, I'm like, I don't trust that. I don't trust
it. It's a light suggestion.
Is it?
It also, by the way, it also depends how bad I want the thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If Christine was like, I don't know if this liver is good anymore, I'd be like, well, then just fucking toss it. But she was like, oh, look, I just found an enchirito from Taco Bell in the back of the fridge. I'm like, I'll heat it up.
I'll cut out the bad parts of fruit and I'll still eat the rest of the fruit.
Yeah, that makes sense. I do that. I'll do that with like a banana. If like the top of it's rotten, you just pop that bad boy off, get to the rest of it.
Buddy, I will eat the grayest of gray banana meat. I don't give a shit about it.
Seriously?
That doesn't bother me at all. No.
It honestly, that's the opposite of me. I can't, if it's got that weird brown starting to liquefy thing, I'm like, yeah.
I don't know how anybody
banana.
Trying to find an apple without a hole in it at a goddamn deli. And I assume, I don't know, you know, it's funny, I'm using cartoon logic. I don't know if it's true or if it's not true, but in my head, out of that hole at some point is going to come a worm wearing a graduation hat.
just a big
and
pie
a ruler. And a ruler.
Pie-eyed worm.
It's going to come out and be like, you can do it.
Yeah. Well, thanks, mister. Dude, that is so fucking funny. God damn it. Yeah, that's I've never trusted an apple with a hole in it, even though I know all you have to do is just cut off a little bit of it.
Cut.
And it's fine.
I can't do it.
Or you can cook it. Just make a cobbler.
Ooh.
Yeah, Dan, get your head out of your ass.
Yeah.
God, I'm sorry.
If you buy a couple apples, because your plan was just fucking crunch into an apple, and it's got a couple of holes in it, throw it together a quick cobbler, dude. Yeah.
Come on, you guys know that's way out of my means. That's way out of my pay grade.
Dude, I want to get to the end of Albendinga's because we have to show the pasta thing. That's crazy that this was filmed.
Anyway, let's just, you know what? We only have a little bit of time left. Let's just jump to the pasta dish.
Can we just show Jacob at least her confidently microwaving these meatballs and telling you, like, this is how my grandma did it, so fuck you.
Absolutely. Absolutely play that clip.
Let me find
it. Really,
I'll vamp while Christine finds it. But we're doing the Slim Fast diet for our podcast Sixth and Jump
because I love it.
Once again, I've never been hungrier.
That's a diet from the 80s that I don't think anybody had any results from, or they gained it back within a week.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna snap back because it's day two and this shit's awful. And also, I don't think we knew anything about. We knew anything. Oh yeah, very gassy. And I don't think we knew anything about nutrients and like nutrition science back in the 80s. Because this has to be very bad for us.
I didn't put it together yesterday, Dan. But yesterday, Christine, I farted every step I took for like 10 steps. And Christine went full circle. She thought I was funny. Then was like, all right, enough already, and came back to it being funny again, all in the amount of my walk farts.
Dude, I don't know. I'm excited because I'm ready for my second Slim Fast shake right now. I get my sensible lunch here in 3 minutes.
Oh, I get mine. I think it's an hour.
Dexatrim?
It's got... It's got something in it.
Dexatrim? It was like cocaine.
Yeah, my mom used to take Dexatrim daily.
Yeah. It was speed for housewives.
She used to wrap it in a tissue and ask me to shove it up her ass. That's weird for a diet pill. But no, my mom, I remember I said we had to find the name of it because it was the, my mom was young, at least in the 80s, it was the, or when I was young, I should say, first of all, it was crazy. She was a size like zero.
Yeah.
But she took, and it was the little red and yellow pill. Yeah, so weird.
Yeah,
it's we said hydroxycut at first was like fucking meth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on Ephedra at 11, just tons of Thermobond, and it like became illegal, and the guy that had Herbalife, like the guy that started Herbalife died of a heart attack like playing basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane. You're like, you're just chain smoking while you're on your Dexatrim.
Yeah. You're
losing so much weight.
Dude, the fucking 80s hearts were strong. Those were strong fucking hearts. Just
everything was an up. It was all ups.
All ups. 80s was all ups, baby. Get up.
I think so. This is right where she talks about her mom through the whole thing, but this is where I couldn't find her actually putting in the microwave, but this is when she starts cooking all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you can add the
good camera work. All right.
Tomato sauce.
Wait, center it. There she is. Yeah, tons of dead air.
No doubt.
Like this that's the music. It is a lot of
pressure. Oh, no, that's just her banging around in the pot.
So, by the way, there's her Hunt's tomato sauce.
Okay. Shout out, Hunt's.
Her Progresso. She has the garlic salt that we all have. Everyone's got the green with the green wrapper.
Yeah.
And the red top. Jump ahead to do the 10-second thing, Christine. Jump ahead. It's going to kill Jacob inside when she microwaves these some bitches.
I don't know. I was trying to find her open the microwave. I think she just says you can microwave them.
Oh, no. She pulls them out like microwaved. Yeah, that's what it is. She starts saying right there. Because you know how much work that is?
And then an hour of cooking time. But it's worth it because then you get a lot of meatballs. I have like at least... Usually when I make 3 pounds, you can have about 4 to 5 dozen meatballs. So that can last you...
I guess she's so boring. It's just so fucking boring.
It's such a dud of a show.
It should be... I thought it would be... How is it not a sketch?
Smell the aroma.
Smell the aroma.
And the garlic. Oh, it smells delicious.
I feel like I'm there in that sterile environment.
That's when the eye starts going. The eye starts to go now.
While you're watching this...
Yeah. Georgie, down here everybody floats.
So I added.
Yeah, he makes her turn too much.
Enough. You don't have to.
I threw a little Hunts in there, dude. She is bananas.
Just more garlic salt.
And nonstop pouring garlic salt into it.
No fresh garlic, just garlic salt.
Just garlic salt, right out of the package. Here she starts talking about the microwaving. Boom! She microwaved them shits.
Bam.
Jacob, you see that? They're already cooked.
Ugh. And now I already have all my meatballs in here.
Did the husband, you think, ask her, say, I think you should do a cooking show, or did she say, I want to do a cooking show? And he said, all right.
I think it's some weird combo of both, honestly. I think he was like, you should do it. And she was like, I was thinking I should do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you put together your own special, like a lunatic. Called it sold out when there was a bunch of empty seats, and then people kept leaving as the show was going on. Why shouldn't I make my Alba Ding Dongs?
Alba Ding Dongs. Sure,
or maybe she was just kind of like, I was there for you to make your dreams come true for your shitty Amazon special that I think you owe me.
That's a good point. She goes, listen to me. We are doing the cooking show. I was there for your stupid comedy special. You're going to watch me make my Alba Guineas. That's episode one. I have a whole idea.
Everybody leave during the show. You think I don't want to leave during the show? But I can't. Why? Because I am Mrs. Gates.
They laugh at you, Cliff. They laugh at you for the wrong reasons.
Georgie, do you want to come down and play? And the popcorn goes pop, 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 pop. And your mouth goes pop, 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 pop. The popcorn goes pop, pop. Down here, everybody floats.
That was the hardest I laughed from the text. Oh, man.
Can you go down? Christine, bring up the pasta one. The pasta one's just out of hand. I think it's the very, very last episode. I think she was like, I think I'm done with this. I'm throwing together a 3-minute episode.
And she goes, you guys, she goes, this thing ain't got legs. This thing ain't got legs. I'm 3 episodes in. I just want to do it.
I think season one's 3 episodes. I think season two is 2 episodes. Season three is an episode, and it's this.
Or like, she's like, fuck it, and then just orders a pizza.
Yeah.
This is way better.
She goes, then I use Papa John's garlic sauce to throw this in here.
When you say seasons, like she did it over the course of 3 years, like this is the new season is out?
Well, her channel looks better than my YouTube channel, so I'll give her that.
What are you looking at, Christine?
It's all 2017, but the last one, season three.
No. You're looking at, it's a different show. Yes, it's a different show. She has.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She has. It's called, the other one's called something else, and she's like on a beach somewhere.
Like her video is getting pulled, though?
Oh my God, please no. He's like, hun.
Now there's only 2 seasons.
Oh, the last thing
I have pasta salad. Yep, yes. I have pasta salad. And okay, here.
Pasta salad. Hey, pasta.
Salad.
Stir with a spoon. Salad. I mean, Sal told me about this.
Better kitchen, though.
Is it better kitchen?
Yeah. Well, it's warmer. Vibrant. It's a warmer feeling.
Yeah.
It feels like, you're right, it does feel lived in.
Little bit. She's also, again, never looking at the camera. It's like she's doing a I Love the 80s show where you have to look off the camera, make your joke.
Yeah, she goes, I remember Starfleet. You're like, what? Loved Rambo the cartoon.
2 minutes long.
It's 2 minutes long.
2 minute long cooking show. It's pretty effective.
Wow.
Quibi might pick it up.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Today I'm going to be cooking a pasta dish. It's a very simple vegetable pasta dish.
It sure is.
And I'm going to be showing you all the ingredients, what I've done. It's a very simple pasta. We're already boiled our pasta, which is rotini pasta, but you can use
it's the hardest part.
Type pasta if you want.
She goes back and shows you the proof that she did just cook it.
She goes, no bullshit. Take a cut of the product. Try it out. Make sure it's not stepped on.
Well, right now, first we're going to mix our olive oil. We have a half a cup of olive oil.
Okay, that's cooking.
We have 2 tablespoons of lemon juice.
Get it.
Piss.
And a teaspoon of salt.
Garlic salt?
Mix that up first.
Okay, good mix.
Crazy.
Okay.
This is crazy to document
now,
this.
We're going to add the mixed veggies. This is 16 ounces of frozen veggies that I defrosted in the microwave.
That's such a sad meal.
Yeah. She goes, we call this,
it's
my
depressing.
Husband. Is, yeah, this is the widower. That's the name of this salad.
Yeah, this is called my husband died and his family just left after 2 weeks.
This is called
and now
my,
she's trying to learn how to live again.
This one's called my son's room is the same since his accident.
I cannot change it because some part of me thinks he will come back through Santeria.
I can still hear his little feet running.
She goes, sometimes the veggies don't completely thaw out, but I don't care.
I chew through them.
I bite through those frozen snap peas.
That is life, an unthawed vegetable.
Take my teeth, God, why I need them? You took my boy, now you take my teeth.
Cliff just silently working around the vegetables to the noodles.
No, hon, it's great.
All right, let's get back to her fucking rocking this.
She goes, oh man, took a baby carriage, almost took my molar out.
Cherry tomato.
I know, this is like, I just picture cup. Her eating this in her kitchen with the lights kind of off.
Just the stove light? It's just a stove light and a book she can't read, cracked open.
Yeah, looking at the leather jacket she told him she wished she didn't spend his summer money on.
If I could tell you the noise I'm hearing, it's a wine glass being picked off a counter. You know, that's probably like the unsheathing noise that a wine glass makes off a counter. A lot of sighs in between bites.
Thaw out.
She goes, they told you to never marry a cop. They never told you to not marry a cop who's also a comedian.
He died in a tragic comedy accident.
He laughed. He got the laughter too hard.
that I cut in half.
Oh, good. She does some work.
And then we have olives.
Don't sprain your wrist there. Yeah.
There's no way she cut those olives. Those already came with that. She just put them in the thing. Yeah, for sure.
And now we add our olive oil mixture with lemon juice.
I don't know if I trust that with olives. That seems, I'm not the chef.
That's a lot of olive taste.
That's a lot.
Mix it all up.
And take some tablespoons.
I mean,
take a couple tablespoons.
Fucking mixing utensils.
Yeah. We have mixing utensils. We don't cook. It's about 5 minutes. You're already done with this. She's right.
The last thing that we do add is a half a cup of Parmesan grated cheese.
Was it? I thought it was Parmesan, but I'm done.
Kraft.
mix it all up.
Is it Parmesan or Parmesan?
I say Parmesan.
Parmesan, right?
Well, I actually think it's Parmesan because Parmesan is spelled different, I believe.
Yeah, you're right. Son of a bitch.
Who cares?
All right.
Mario Batali used to get very upset when people said Parmesan. He would say it's Parmigiano. But then he became... Oh,
that's pretentious.
Then he became what he became.
Yeah, that guy deserves a dick kick anyway. This lady just...
That's what I mean.
Jacob, this woman felt the need to document making something that you could have just said to somebody over a text.
Yeah. That's a thing you bring to a barbecue where if someone's like, I loved your salad, you're like, you're a sycophant. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, I love your salad. Were those frozen vegetables?
Oh. Did I taste green giant peas in that?
It's really cold.
Yeah. I like how you cooled off the hot pasta with all that olive oil and cold veggies.
I mean, it's so funny. He goes, then you just use some Hunt's tomato ketchup. Christy, don't you have that cookbook, the second one in from the left?
The plaid one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a well-known one.
Look, everybody has
that. Hines or something.
Yeah.
That might be what it is, actually.
I think we
had that, Christine, don't we? Where would it be? Would it be in the kitchen? Christine? Are you there?
Yeah, can you not hear me?
No, I thought you had a stroke.
No.
Is it in the kitchen, you think?
Yeah, but I actually don't. It may have been here at one point. I don't remember seeing it there for a while. But yeah, that's where it would be.
Cookbooks are like good friends. They come in for a little, stay for a long time.
Where it would possibly be if not there, but I think we have that cookbook for sure.
I guarantee Jacob's going to get that cookbook. 100%. Yeah,
I think it comes with every house that you move into.
Yeah.
What if Jacob comes in with the exact same dish?
Yeah, he goes, look, I just made it that fast. I go, that's fucking impressive.
That's good.
That is a quick pasta dish. While we see where Jacob goes, make sure you go download Sarah's new album, Voluptuous Boy. It's on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere else you can download comedy. Also, check out her podcast with Adrian Iapolucci called Vag. They're fucking hilarious, and yeah.
Two of the funniest, world, man. I two love of the watching funniest both on the, stage, man. That's a great podcast.
Thank you.
The only time I did Vag, we were in the car outside of the cellar, and we had one of the most interesting questions ever answered, which is, are dogs autistic? Can certain dogs be autistic?
And all dogs are autistic.
That's what it is. All dogs are autistic. Then now that I own a dog, it's true. He's like, he doesn't have the cooking book.
God damn it, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey!
God damn it, Jeffrey. What a fun episode.
Sarah, thanks so much. Yeah. Please come back on soon.
That was fun. Thank you. I love shitting on people.
Well, that's
right show.
Mean girl.
DanSoto.com, BigJComedy.com. Check out all of our stuff. YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube page. Go on the app. You can watch videos on the app on demand. And we'll have a bunch more of those coming up hopefully soon. And we will catch you guys next time right here on The Bonfire.